He is an NFL analyst. He is host of the Ross Tucker Football Podcast. He is co-host of Home and Home. You can follow him at Ross Tucker NFL. He joins us once again. Ross, what's going on? How are you?
Jim, fantastic, man. Thanks for having me again.
Ross, always good to have you. I always look forward to it. Let me start with last night's game, Ross. You know Philadelphia as well as anybody. Let me get your thoughts on what happened there. Doug Peterson had called a shot earlier in the week, which personally I've got no problem with. Ross, I wish more guys did it. But having said what he said, having said that he was going to win that game, they were going to win that game, what do you make of the way they showed up last night against Dallas?
Well, it's a bad look either way, right? I mean, you know, growing up outside of Philly, and you know I did the Eagles preseason games on TV, and I do their pregame for the Eagles radio network, and it is by far the most important game to Eagles fans, by far. Not only that, I mean, they were tied atop the NFC East, so division supremacy on the line, by far the biggest rivalry, and Jim, they were coming off of a very disappointing game in Minnesota where they lost by double digits to the Vikings and really weren't in the game. So there were high expectations going into last night. I think Doug Peterson and what he said, I think the fans loved it too, and they were expecting the Eagles to come out and play with a lot more fight than they did. Very disappointing. You know, it just got off to such a bad start. I mean, you fumble on your first two series, and you're down 14-0. Do you realize, Jim, out of their seven games this year, six of them, they've been down at least 10-0 to start the game. Hmm. They've spotted the other team at least 10 points in six of their seven games, and it's just hard to win that way, especially with the injuries they've had, but it's really hard to win that way.
Ross Tucker joining us. Yeah, that's living badly. That's not going to work. Let me move on to something else. Lamar Jackson, Ross, had a huge day, and the Ravens going to Seattle, they take care of their business. Let me ask you about that 4th-and-2 where he took it for 8 yards and a score. How impressed have you been, not just what he does on the field, but with the respect and leadership role that he's already earned in that locker room at such a young age?
Well, I love it. I looked it up because I'm actually writing my story for The Athletic this week about Lamar and really about the fact that the Ravens are the first team to really try to crack the NFL code when it comes to the quarterback run game. Because every week, Jim, I do a college football game for CBS Sports Network, and it's unbelievable when you talk to these college defensive coordinators and how big their eyes get when they talk about the quarterback run game. It is so hard to defend the quarterback run game, whether it's the RPO stuff or quarterback power, quarterback counter. And I think the Ravens, this is almost like an experiment, Jim. They're the first team that has kind of thrown caution to the wind, and they're just going with it. I mean, he's got 14, 19, and 14 carries the last 3 weeks. And I think most people probably have my initial reaction, which is, man, I don't know if he can last all year. I think the Ravens have decided, you know what, let's find out. They have RG3 as a backup. They have Trace McSorley as a backup. And I think they've decided, we are going to zig when everybody else is zagging. Nobody else out there is really having the quarterback run game. I mean, I have college defensive coordinators say that it's the great equalizer. I mean, it is nasty, and the Ravens are using it to their advantage. And I think that's why he's such a good leader. I think all the offensive linemen and the defensive players, they see that more than any other quarterback out there, he's putting his you-know-what on the line. I mean, he is taking some physical punishment, probably more than you'd like, but he is putting his body on the line over and over again, and nothing gets the guys behind you more than that. Doesn't matter what you say. It matters what you do, and they see what he does every time he carries the football.
Ross Tucker is joining us. All right, Ross, to that point, and because I was off on Friday, you're the first one I've been able to ask this question of. When you talk about a guy maybe taking more abuse and putting himself out there more than you'd like to see, you've had a few days to think about this, but take me back to Thursday night. What went through your head when you saw Patrick Mahomes go down the way he did?
Just a shame, just because he's so entertaining. He's so fun to watch. And I've had a bunch of bad injuries, but I got to tell you, man, if my kneecap wasn't supposed to be, that would freak me out, man. I mean, if your kneecap's not like where your kneecap's supposed to be. So I just think it's such a bummer for the entire NFL. But I have kind of a different take, I guess, on this than a lot of people. Based on everything I've read, and I've read a lot, Dr. David Chow does a nice job, you know, the former Chargers team orthopedic. There's no way I would play Patrick Mahomes again this year if I owned the Kansas City Chiefs. I mean, they say maybe 3 to 5 weeks with a brace on. That brace is on there then to try to keep the kneecap in place. You're just delaying the inevitable of surgery till after the season. And I just look at it, by the time he comes back in 3 to 5 weeks, and maybe they can wait till then to make the decision, what's their record even going to be? And what's the upside? I mean, in other words, Jim, I think it's unlikely that the Chiefs will be able to secure the number one or number two seed with Mahomes out. Let's just say he's out for the next four games. Okay, so then do you think, what's the pros of having Patrick Mahomes out there when you'd have to win three playoff games, including two on the road, with a knee brace on, not able to be as mobile? And by the way, those two on the road are probably like at Baltimore or at Houston and at New England. I just think it's really Super Bowl or bust for the Chiefs. And I think the Super Bowl is very unlikely if Patrick Mahomes misses the next month. So I wouldn't want to take the risk of reoccurrence, the risk of further damage, and I would want him to have that surgery as soon as possible, because I want this guy to be the face of my franchise for the next 15 years. I'm just telling you, I think most sophisticated businesses, Jim, would not put him back out there this year. They would have the surgery, and they would get him ready for 2020, because if you do a cost-benefit analysis, I just don't think it adds up.
I don't think what you're saying is unreasonable either. I mean, given what he means to this team and what his future could look like, if I own that team, I would take a long, long look at that too. Ross, now Twitter, Ross, is a really interesting place, and there might not have been a better exchange on Twitter than the one that took place in your mentions after you tweeted about Tennessee head coach Jeremy Pruitt freaking out about that quarterback sneak on the goal line against Bama. Richard Seymour responded, quote, "Pruitt was out of line to grab the QB's face mask and hold court," end quote. Then somebody with the account Wendy the Vols fan responded to Seymour, quote, "You're ridiculous. He barely touched his face mask. You're what's wrong with football these days. Watch flag football if you don't like it," end quote. What did you make of that exchange, Ross?
It's amazing, because Seymour is the best defensive lineman I ever played against. I don't think he gets enough credit because he played in the Patriots 3-4. Not only that, Jim, he was mean. Like, you can find the gif out there of him punching Roethlisberger in the face. One time he punched me in the face, and I think the coaches wanted me to continue it because it would have been a lot more beneficial if we both got kicked out to us than it would have been
Patriots. That's awesome.
If I was able to get him kicked out of the game. It's hilarious. She obviously had no idea, but the guy should be an NFL Hall of Famer, and he was nasty and mean, and she's telling him he's what's wrong with football these days, and he should go watch flag football. Oh, that was amazing. So, there's nobody that's as delusional as college football fans. It is unbelievable. Like, there's diehard NFL fans, and they can be cultish, but college fans take it to a whole other level. It's amazing.
So bottom line this, Ross, where do you come out on a head coach in college grabbing a player by the face mask?
Not a fan of it at all. Not a fan of it at all. And really, for a different reason, I think, than other people. I don't think if you're a coach, you really ever need to put your hands on one of your players. And he just tugged it a little bit. But it makes you wonder, if he does that in front of everybody, what's he willing to do behind closed doors when he's not on national TV? And I got to tell you, I mean, he did that to a quarterback, and I probably wouldn't do anything. But, you know, you're in the heat of the moment. Somebody pulled my face mask. I don't know. I'd like to think I wouldn't have done anything to the coach. But, gosh, when you're in a hot situation like that, a heated situation, I don't know if I don't push him off of me or hit him or something.
Sure. How do you know? Ross Tucker, my guest. Listen, really quickly, Ross, every time you're on, you and I talk about My Front Page. What is the latest? How are things going there?
It's going awesome, because this is anniversary season. I had no idea how many people get married during football season, which is, by the way, highly questionable, but you can make up for it by getting your wife or whoever the best gift they'll ever have, myfrontpagestory.com. Jim and I have talked about it before. By far the best gift. Just trust me. Check it out, myfrontpagestory.com.
My man, Ross Tucker, 7 years in the NFL, host of the Ross Tucker Football Podcast, co-host of Home and Home. Follow him at Ross Tucker NFL. Great job, Ross. Thanks so much.
Absolutely. See you, Jim.
You got it, bud. Ross Tucker is becoming a content factory. Great job, Ross. 1-800-636-8686. Great job, because gave you 6-8 topics maybe to talk about. Do you want to respond to any of that? What are your thoughts on what we just had to say? When we come back, we're talking Arizona Cardinal football. They've won 3 in a row.